Good morning, Sales Tribe. Mike Harrison here, dedicated to your sales success every day and helping you get the life you want. We're turning our attention to prospecting, to the top of the funnel, and we're going to spend a couple, 3 days really drilling down on the best practices for prospecting. After all, that's air in the tanks and we need to breathe. Yesterday, I started with LinkedIn. Let me give you some more tips on how to leverage this very, very powerful tool. Now, you might know this, but if you're not connected to someone on LinkedIn, you are unable to send them a message without using InMail, which is a paid service. However, if you're a member of the premium subscriber, you can send anyone within a certain group a private message, even though you may not be a first-degree connection. Now, there isn't enough data out there to determine if InMails are open more frequently and have a greater ROI than other LinkedIn messages. But regardless of that, sending messages through shared LinkedIn groups is high productivity and the best avenue to go. So send your messages through a group page, which of course is the beachhead. Now, LinkedIn allows users to follow up to 5,000 people. Now, following is different than connecting, but the benefits are about the same. So, to build your database, here's a best practice for you. Go into any group that you're a member of and pull up the list of the group members. Now, you'll notice that at the bottom of the profiles of the people who you are in with at the first degree connection, it will say unfollow. Now, if you start scrolling into the second and third degree connections, you'll notice that the button changes to follow. I discovered this just on trial and error. Click away and build your follower list and begin your content management strategy with them. Now, I think that timing is everything in all prospecting, but particularly on LinkedIn. If you use LinkedIn as a time trigger, you know the moment a prospect posts an update. Now, because of that, there's probably a strong possibility that they could still be on their computer. If so, that increases the likelihood of you making a connection. I had this happen just the other day. A local company here in Minneapolis saw a post that I had out on LinkedIn. They sent me a message. I have time triggers on all my inbound messages. And I picked up the phone and called him directly for a contact. I was in the next day. So the idea is to have a strategy that goes outbound with a great message, but also a trigger that tells you when to pounce on that opportunity. So let's go back to the followers for just a minute. There's basically three classifications that I have found in my research. There's the direct competitor, there's the competitive emulation, if you will, and then there's the consumer. So breaking that down, in addition to the LinkedIn signal feature, there is another technique that is equally important for driving business with LinkedIn. First, pick a client with a strong success story or testimonial from using your products and services. Next, go onto their corporate LinkedIn page and click on followers. This immediately tells you they're going to be more receptive to a message that includes a success story featuring that client. It's a terrific door opener. Now, why do we do this? Well, think about it. If you're following a company, you are probably one of three different types of people. You're a direct competitor, which means they want to know what you're up to. What I call competitive emulators, which is basically not direct competitors, but folks that share the same target audience. That's another follower. Or the actual consumer themselves. They've used your products and services, or they know someone who has. And that's why it's important to follow all three groups. So anyway, the followers. So in addition to viewing the followers of a client, you can also gain some very powerful information by clicking on the same company's Insights button. Don't forget that, the Insights button. Look for it. This feature within LinkedIn will retrieve six similar businesses that you can also target. Now, these are the folks that would care more about that success story, that testimonial that you posted, particularly from a similar company. So start connecting and messaging these folks. They can provide some tremendous value. So once again, LinkedIn is a great avenue for connections and followers. Put useful information out there for them that they would be interested in. Target your beachheads, use your groups, and spend a little time understanding the various tools that sit inside of LinkedIn. I guarantee you, in a week, you'll start to master some of these things, and you'll have a very powerful prospecting engine at your disposal 24/7. You can schedule your campaigns when it's useful for you. We need every single advantage that we can get to make connections with the right prospects in the industry segments that matter most, where we can speak their language, make an impact, and get those appointments and sales converted and made. Okay, go try it. Link somebody in today. Learn something about the process and get started. And I'll talk to you more tomorrow about this powerful, powerful social media.